Victoria and Tasmania both introduced free public transport initiatives in response to soaring fuel prices. In Victoria, this initiative has been extended until May 31st, with half-price public transport to follow for the rest of the year. In Tasmania, free public transport will end on June 30th. Hannah Garvin, a 30-year-old Melbourne teacher, relies on public transport to commute. The Wire contributor Ruby Perryman spoke to Hannah about her experience with free public transport.
I've always been using public transport. I use public transport to go to work, to go to social events, and to just generally commute around. I took my bike on public transport, which usually that would be fine. But even though I was coming from quite far out, I had to stand with my bike the whole way. But I also take the V line. And because of the free public transport, I wasn't able to reserve my seat, which I usually do. So when I got on the V line, I unfortunately had to stand for like 2 hours.
That's a long time to stand.
Even though it's been super packed and busy recently because of the sudden increase in demand, I think if we kept it going, it would be more services. And if it was free as well, that would just be like amazing.
Why do you use public transport instead of other ways of commuting?
Definitely just cost. Like I can't afford a car. I hope that it opens our eyes to investing in public transport and making it accessible to everybody. At the very least, a lot cheaper for people on healthcare cards or low income or anyone with any additional needs.
Do you find that the cost generally before the free initiative is a bit too much for you to afford, or you're affording that okay?
It stops me from going places sometimes. I know when I was on placement as a teacher, I had to take public transport because I was forced to go further out. I couldn't ride or walk. And yeah, just that extra cost was actually pretty challenging because I wasn't making any money. So spending $50 a week on public transport really added up.
Free public transport has been a helpful cost of living relief for Hannah, but it might not actually be reducing the number of cars on the road. Dr. Iman Tahiri Sateshnizi is a research fellow in the Transport Department of Infrastructure Engineering at the University of Melbourne. Dr. Iman and his team have been researching the effectiveness of free public transport to counteract car use.
We specifically targeted New South Wales, Victoria, and also Queensland because they already had three different contrasting transport fare policies. So we found that the level of shift from car to public transport was almost equal between the three states. So it means that it's not an impact of the fare policy that we are using. So it's usually coming from the nature of this event.
And how does access play a role in the effectiveness of public transport cost relief?
That's a really impactful factor because based on the observation we made, most of the people who has reported a shift from car to public transport, they already been using that as a mixed mode. For example, some days they were traveling with their car and some days they were using public transport. But people who has been using car mostly and a very low usage of public transport, they didn't report more usage of public transport after these changes happened. It's a matter of like access, because if they don't have the option to travel with public transport, it doesn't matter what is the cost for them. They cannot like reach to the nearest stop easily. So it's going to be an invalid option for them.
It was announced that Victoria is extending its free public transport initiative for one more month, and then it's going to be at half price for the rest of the year. Do you think that Tasmania should do the same? And what about New South Wales as well, that hasn't introduced any transport relief at all yet?
So it depends on the purpose. If it's about attracting people from using their own car, in shorter term, we did not find any evidence that this is going to happen. But in the longer term, it might vary, but again, as we have already seen this in Queensland, it might have some effect. Some people might shift, but that shift in terms of the comparison with the whole investment that it requires might not be something that's worth doing.
So it sounds like it's been a good cost of living relief for those people who are already using public transport, but in terms of reducing the amount of cars on the road, it hasn't really had much of an impact.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that the car use is also reduced because people would rather reduce the travel at all, like do not doing it, rather than just shifting it to public transport. So we see a decreased level of traffic on the road, but if we want to take those car trips to public transport, we are going to need more data on this in the future.
That was Dr. Iman Tahiri Sateshnizi speaking with the Wire contributor Ruby Perryman.